Maseches Beitzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, until Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. When it comes to forms of work which are for the sake of food preparation and therefore permitted on Yom Tov, an important thing which has to be taken into account is whether that action could have been performed before Yom Tov began without losing out on anything. Now, something which could have been done before Yom Tov, but the quality would have been a lot worse than if it was done on Yom Tov fresh. So that is considered to be something which could not have been done before Yom Tov. For example, you want to cook fresh food on Yom Tov. So you're not able to cook fresh food before Yom Tov, then eat it on Yom Tov. It won't be fresh anymore. And the quality would be worse. So that comes under the category of something which could not have been done before Yom Tov. Another such example is crushing spices. If one crushes spices before Yom Tov, in order to have them on Yom Tov itself, they will lose a lot of their pungency. The spices won't be as strong the next day on Yom Tov, and so that would be classed as something which could not have been done before Yom Tov began. Now, grinding or crushing grain in the regular way is forbidden on Yom Tov. It could have been done before Yom Tov with absolutely no difference in quality. And apart from that, one often grinds a lot of grain at one time, not just the small amount which he needs for Yom Tov. So grinding grain and crushing it is forbidden on Yom Tov totally. However, grinding spices, which is usually done in smaller amounts, and could not have been done to the same level of quality before Yom Tov, it can be done on Yom Tov according to everybody. However, because of its resemblance to crushing and grinding grain, it has to be done with a shinui, with a slight difference. So it's Shammai and Shammai say, Tavlin Nidrich Mimadr Shal Eitz. Spices can be crushed with a wooden crusher, usually a stone one is used, so you make a slight difference by using a wooden one. So it's exactly the same implement, and you do it in exactly the same way, just that it's made out of wood. V'hamelach, and if you want to crush salt, which in those days often came in big blocks, and therefore you had to crush it before being able to use it, now that you could have done before Yom Tov, and it would not have decreased its quality. So when it comes to crushing salt, you have to make a bigger shinui, a bigger difference, so you have to use bapach or the eitz aporor, a jug or a spoon used for mixing things, some sort of wooden spoon, and that is a totally different way of crushing it, since that could have been done before Yom Tov. We still say, Tavlin, when it comes to spices, which could not have been crushed before Yom Tov, nidoichin kadarkon, they can be crushed in their regular way, b'madosh shel even, with a stone crusher, v'hamelach. And when it comes to salt, b'madosh shel eitz, so for that you should use a wooden crusher, since that could have been done before Yom Tov, so you have to make a small shinui. But when it comes to something which could not have been done before Yom Tov, then one can do it in exactly the same way as he usually does it on a regular day.